Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. And the first one today comes from Kieran, who says, undertones and overtones, can you please expand on this with some examples? I think I have a cool undertone but have freckles that read as warmer on a few warm brown flecks in my eyes. Now, we can have freckles that might read as warmer even though our skin has a cooler undertone. I know I have blue eyes and I've got a few brown flecks in them as well, but you just never notice them from a distance, and they do look really quite cool from a distance. But when we're thinking about undertones and overtones in colour, let's go back to the colour wheel, because this is where it makes some sense. If you look at a colour wheel, what you'll see is that it will say cool and warm. So when they're saying cool and warm here, what they're meaning is this kind of blue, you know, blue, violet, blue, round to the green is that kind of this half of the colour wheel is cool colours, because we associate these with cool things. So this is a cool overtone. And then they say the warm is like from the red, violet, round to the yellow. This is warm because we associate these colours with warm things. So this is a warm overtone. So every colour swatch has cool and warm overtone colours in it. So they have a cool one here and a warm one here and a cool one there. You'll see that they both have yellows and, you know, reds and pinks. And, you know, the warm one has oranges as well. And they are our warm overtone colours. And they also have blues and greens and violets, and they are our cooler overtone colours. But this swatch has a warm undertone and this swatch has a cool undertone. So this is where we may have, like I know with my skin with foundations, I have to have a slightly yellowish foundation, even though I am cool, because otherwise if I put on a pink one, I look weirdly pink. It's not related to my overtone. That's the overtone of my skin, not the undertone. The undertone is how kind of colours react when you are looking at them and whether or not it makes you look healthier or not. So we can have these, you know, warm overtone and warm undertone colours, but also warm undertone colours but cool overtone colours in each swatch, whether you have a warm or a cool swatch. So it is something to think about. So this is where kind of overtone and undertone are different. It's just, do we associate kind of warm and cool with either hot things, fire and sun and stuff, versus cold things, you know, water and deep forests and greenery, that sort of thing? That's really just the experience we have of those colours, whether or not they are a hot or a cold experience. And whenever we're talking about them, we're really talking about overtone, not undertone. And that's the important thing to remember. They're a little bit confusing because sometimes people just say cool and warm and they're not actually specifying whether they mean undertone or overtone. So the undertone is how we make the colour up. So without ever doing a colour analysis, it's very hard for me to know, Kieran, if you happen to have a warm or a cool undertone, but you'll generally find that people with a warm overtone will look much better wearing warmer colours, warm undertone colours. It'll make them look enlivened and healthy and alive, versus a cool person wearing those warm undertone colours will tend to look sallow and a bit jaundiced and ill, versus someone who is warm wearing cool undertone colours will tend to look washed out, pale and tired, versus when a cool person is wearing those cool undertone colours, they will look alive and bright and sparkly. So that's what the kind of big difference is. So hopefully that helps you understanding a little bit more about kind of undertone versus overtone. Okay, my next question comes from Josephine. How do I style a bias cut leopard skirt for everyday midi skirt? What colour tops would look good? So I'm going to assume that this is a warm brown leopard. Now the thing is a leopard print can come. I've got grey leopard prints. So there is a million different sorts of leopard prints, but I'm assuming you're talking about a leopard print that's probably using, these sorts of brown, warm brown shades. So therefore, because, you know, these sort of, like, if we, you know, looked at these sort of shades going, what can I put with them? It's really easy. I mean, you can put it with yellow very easily. So they are going to work really well. Honestly, any undertone, any colour that's got the same sort of undertone as your leopard print is going to work really well. You can put it with orange really well. So if we think about, I'll just get rid of that one. You know, so, you know, orange tops can work really beautifully. You can have, you know, red as well. Red works perfectly well with browns, particularly warmer reds, but even cool reds with cooler browns. You can have your kind of your blues. They're going to really kind of pop against the leopardy sort of thing. We can have greens. I mean, honestly, the world's your oyster as far as, because leopard is pretty neutral. Just treat it like a neutral and you can wear it with anything. That's what my friend Jill Chivers always says. She just treats leopard as a neutral and she just wears all her, she's wearing kind of spicy colors, she just wears all her spicy colors with her leopard print. So really not too hard. So as far as the color tops go, I would just go with anything that relates in coloring. So if you've got a color palette, it makes it really easy. If it's a cool leopard, then go with cool colors. So I would think it shouldn't be too hard. Sandy says, what to wear for casual outfits without looking untidy? Now, the thing that can happen with casual outfits is it's very easy to get a bit sloppy with casual. So this is where going is, do the clothes fit well? Or have they got baggy and saggy? Often with our casual, they can be a little bit more maybe stretchy and stuff like that, and they can get baggy and saggy. So it's important to remember, say, the principle of volume here. And like, there's a real kind of trend at the moment for oversized tops. So therefore, these need to be worn with slimmer bottoms rather than something baggy or saggy. So if you're wearing a kind of a sweater or something like that, a kind of big sweater, then make sure that you're wearing like more of a skinny jean rather than maybe a kind of a wider leg jean or a loose fit jean. If you are wearing, you know, like, and this is where, so if you want to wear that kind of more looser fit boyfriend jean, then go with maybe more a fitted t-shirt, but you could wear it, you know, with a bomber jacket or a leather moto jacket or anything like that. I mean, it really depends. The thing is with casual outfits, there's a million different versions of them, and it's got to be an expression of your personality. There is no one, you know, one way to be casual. And one person's, you know, like casual is actually much more dressed up than somebody else's casual. So also think about shoes. Shoes are really important when we're thinking about casual outfits. That, you know, like if you're wearing a big chunky sneaker, that's going to make the whole outfit look much more casual than, say, even just a little, a much smaller and more refined sort of kind of like, you know, kicks sort of sneaker. So think about the shoes, or versus, you know, I can have a casual outfit with a ballet flat. That's going to look more dressy than any sort of sneaker. So the shoes can make a big difference. Like, what kind of shoes are you choosing? So if we're going with, you know, kind of sporting shoes, so when we think about levels of refinement, this is one of the principles of coordination. Level one is our kind of much more formal or either evening wear or formal business wear. Level two is our smart, relaxed business, everyday, smart, casual. And level three is what I call outdoor leisure. So if it's something that you might wear, it's generally chunkier, bulkier, or designed for active activities. So it's kind of, you know, what you'd wear to the football potentially, or what you'd wear, you know, going for a walk or that sort of thing. So if you're wearing down level three sort of clothes, they are going to look much more sloppy and more casual than if you're wearing level two version of casual. And so it really depends where you are on that scale. So the more you bring those level three, so the more you bring in chunky, the more you bring in kind of outdoor leisure fabrics like polar fleece or active wear, sneakers, those sorts of things, of course, it's always going to look less dressy than if we're just going with a level two sort of casual. So it really depends on where you're going. And I've got some blog posts on level of refinement. So you can even think about, just sometimes it could be change a shoe, put on a scarf, even an accessory can style up a casual outfit. But fit is really important, and thinking about that level of refinement and that principle of coordination as far as the principle of volume, that don't wear everything kind of baggy or loose fitting, if it then just starts to look kind of sloppy and unkempt. And of course, grooming, that is a, makes a big difference. If you, you know, groom yourself to a certain extent, doesn't have to be, you know, like oh, the whole kit and caboodle, but just even a bit of grooming can make a big difference about whether you look more stylish or whether you look more sloppy. So thank you again for your questions. Of course, if you want to get a colour analysis, discover what your colours are, you can do that. I do online colour analysis as well as in person, and also do colour analysis as part of my 7 Steps to Style program, which also includes body shape and all sorts of the other kind of other elements of style to understand how you actually approach style and what you want to do and how you want to express yourself through your style, how your personality influences your style, all that sort of stuff, as well as the physical kind of elements of what flatters you in your unique, you know, body shape, colors, and all those sorts of things. So if you're interested in that, head over to the blog and look for my style programs and check out 7 Steps to Style. Thanks for watching. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.